now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Steph,
they don't need you.
Please.
What?
Nothing. People getting on my nerves.
I know Who? Everything.
People or me?
Frank and San Ho. It's Thursday. What you doing here, Goo? But that's funny to you. Huh? I feel like you write them.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah. And if we did the analytics behind the Thursday stuff, I lead the station in COVID.
That's great.
Deaths in the family. That, I'm tending to people. Wife had issues.
I know.
Like, then why do you make fun?
I don't.
Evan, you too. I've been noticing Evan jumping from the side rope. Like, oh, it hurts, but it's truth.
Yeah. I mean, we do get a lot of texts about our company policy on this show.
Oh.
This sucker.
Oh, boy.
Priest.
Hey, I got to read this real quick. 415. What? This is amazing. It's like they were in on the green room conversation. What do you guys think of the job Jerry Stackhouse is doing? They've been very aggressive, trapping, really intelligent, getting into the passing lanes and help defense. Draymond gave Jerry Stackhouse some love, called him the defensive coordinator, Steiny. So I'm sitting there thinking when that news broke that he was going to be on the coaching staff, I'm not saying he's not bringing anything to the table. He was a badass, but obviously something is conveyed to where all the guys on this team are going out there busting their ass playing D. Remember last year they used to foul all the time and teams used to just go to the free throw line? We couldn't stay in front of anybody? And now all of a sudden, lead the league in deflections. And I think Pod's up there. I heard Bonte Shasky said, Pod's and one more Warrior. I forget who it is. Pod's in, I want to.
Probably.
It ain't GP2.
Is that Draymond?
It ain't Draymond.
Mm.
Shasky might text you and tell you who the other is.
You're so jealous.
No, that's my guy.
It bothers you.
I want him to text when you have a word, something provocative.
I did.
Did Pods has long hair? Okay, we know that.
It was about Pods' work ethic.
Yeah.
And you could take a cue.
We'll see.
Coach. Coach in Vallejo.
He's hard on him, Steiny. Coach, what do you got?
Hey, Coach, what's going on? I don't like what I'm reading on the comments.
What's up, baby?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, and I want to chime in on what Guru said about me. Hey, Guru, I don't have to say anything good about Pods because you do it all the time, you know? So you take up all the extra. You do all the extra for me.
Hey, Coach. However, Coach. Real quick, though, you got to be consistent. I was with you all last year, and I brought up the conversations about Pods, and all I said, he didn't need me to defend him, is why when we talk about Moody or Kuminga, the first thing out of everybody else's mouth is Pods. That has nothing to do with them, that's all. So I was giving the kid credit, but go ahead, Coach.
Okay, and to answer that question is because Pods got to play a bunch his rookie year, and Kuminga and Moody did not. Mm. However, Pods played well last night, but he didn't deserve to play 37 minutes, okay? Also, too, I wonder how many turnovers he had last night. I counted 7, but I'm sure the stat sheet didn't show that. Also, you know, I hate to come on and criticize Pods and nitpick his game, but I feel I have to because that's what everyone does to Jonathan Kuminga. Mm. He's not shading the right way on defense. He didn't get back. Kuminga played great defense man-to-man on Ingram last night, and that's very hard to do. He put a move on Ingram that had everybody shaking in their seats. But his game gets nitpicked a lot when Pods, who is actually statistically a terrible shooter, 66% from the free throw line, 44% between 3 and 10 feet, but no one wants to mention those things. Alvarado stole the ball for him twice on the dribble last night. But nobody, I don't want to nitpick his game. I really don't. But others make me go against Pods because everyone picks on Jonathan. Kuminga nitpicks his game. Kuminga is a great, young, smart basketball player. But if Kuminga would have tried to get a recall with up by 18, everybody would be talking about his IQ. What about Pods' IQ? You're up by 18 points with 5 minutes left, and you want to relook at something. Kurt laughed in his face. So let's talk about – I'm just saying, let's level the playing field. That's all I'm saying, Goo.
Yeah,
all I'm saying.
I hear you, Coach. Pods had 4 turnovers, but he's been consistent with that. But, Steiny, I love Coach. But, again, he just feels like Moody – and Kuminga were not awarded that luxury.
They weren't.
But
they weren't. It's not fair, but it's the way it was. He's right.
But the one caveat we're missing, I believe coach is missing, is you say some sound stuff, and I agree with some of the stuff. But you can't say, coach, Pods didn't earn or make his way on that court. I'm talking about last year, Steiny. You can't take that from Pods. Now, if you want to, if Pods is the poster child for why Kuminga or there's a double standard, okay, coach, I got you. That's how you feel. But you can't take Pods getting more rebounds than JK in an NBA game. You can't take that from him. That's
why,
all.
Why does Pods rebound more than Kuminga?
I don't have. You tell me. Because it shouldn't happen.
Well, they also play different positions. If we're talking about guys getting on the court, I mean, Pods is playing the point right now. So yeah. Moody and Kuminga can't do that.
Pods 13, 8 and 7 last night. 4 turnovers, 38 minutes.
5 of 15 for the field.
They didn't shoot it well.
No.
I'm telling you, the mask. The mask is a problem.
He says he hates it.
Well, of course. I would hate it too. Chris in San Jose. He's got a question about Steph Curry. Who? Don't need Steph
hey,
Curry.
What's happening, guys?
Real quick. What's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Real quick, before I get into that, I think the biggest difference with why a guy like Kuminga gets so much flack compared to a guy like Pods is I think realistically their ceilings, we look at their athletic capabilities differently. You know, everybody's yearning for Kuminga to be this all-star type player, and in reality, Brandon Podziemski is, you know, a backup point guard on a contender. Because if you want to say he's our second best guard right now, running Curry and him out there together 30 minutes, that's not a feasible option. That's not going to work out. So that's why they look at, to me, that's why they look at those people differently. Pods is a role player. Kuminga has the potential to be a star. Now, let me get into the point of why I really called, because Steiny, I know you can have some hot takes. Sometimes I think you're trolling, for lack of a better word, but and Goo, I love you. You're just nuts in general. But the reason I'm calling is you guys are talking about all this depth, right? 12, 13 deep. I think Kerr has the potential and his staff has the potential now with all these pieces to really, really lock in and really put on a masterclass. Steiny, you're the guy with the D3 college basketball knowledge, right?
Yeah.
So I want to pose this question to you. You're the guru of basketball on the station, right? When Curry comes back, I want to hear from you. Do you think that it would be feasible when Curry's having an off night, he's 2-12 hypothetically, do you think Kerr and his staff should go away from the rotation of, all right, Curry played 8 minutes, he sat 4. He played 8, he sat 4. I'm not saying bench Curry by any means, but do you think that Kerr has some leeway to, you know what, Curry's our man, he's making 55 mil, he's having an off night, Lindy Waters is 3-4 on 3 in 8 minutes. You know what, let's go to Steph a few minutes later. Do you think that's a feasible option, Steiny?
Well, I think that...
Before you answer, Steiny, I just want to tell him, Kaiser is located right there off Hagenberger, so when you pull up, you just ask him for a cup and you pee in it. Come on, man. Come on, man.
About what?
The garbage he's talking about to alter Curry's minutes if he's off for somebody else.
Curry's going to play 30, 32 minutes a game.
You think?
That's what Steve Kerr said he wants to limit him to this year. 30, 32 minutes. But I agree with Guru. Take it to the bank once.
Hey.
Yeah, if Curry's 2-14.
Or 100.
I think
the rules don't. I love Waters.
The rules don't apply to Steph.
All right.
I mean, if Steph's 2-12, you almost have to play him because then you know he's probably going to make 4 of his next 5 the way he shoots it. So, but you're right about me and my basketball knowledge.
I love you. You're just nuts in general.
Oh, my God.
This man holds Division III athletics in too high of a pedestal.
Well, he went JC first. He went every
JV. Two things, JC, then CYO.
But I think that was material he was running infatuated with your D3.
I can take a joke. That's fine.
Well, D3.
That's not a joke.
Yes, it is.
You didn't play at NC State. I'm just saying.
That's right, because my first priority was academics.
Well, Stoddy, stop.
I went to the Harvard of Division III. What are you laughing at?
But you really might, like, it's
check
just
the Barron's report, Franklin and Marshall.
They had Barron's back then?
Oh,
always
man.
At the top of the liberal arts colleges.
Bring your transcripts in.
It was not a joke. He knew what he was talking about. Let's go to Eli in Berkeley. What's going on, Eli? How you doing?
Yeah.
What's good with y'all, man? I talked to y'all yesterday. Salute to y'all. I appreciate everything that y'all are doing.
Right on, man.
I just wanted to talk about Kuminga a little bit.
All right.
And touch on, compare Kuminga to Brandon Podziemski. Brandon Podziemski, the reason why Steve Kerr trusts him so much, and they alluded to this, and they joke around in practice. They called him the baby Draymond, meaning that his IQ is off the charts. Now, he's only like 6'3", or 6'2", 6'3", in between that. Jonathan Kuminga is just a raw athletic talent, and he did go – he played for the Ignite team, and he did, like, play against G League in that whole little, you know what I'm saying, league and everything. So he has a raw talent, and I remember Andre Iguodala – referring to Jonathan Kuminga about like 3 or 4 years ago, he was like, this dude right here, he's the one. And I trust Andre Iguodala's basketball acumen and his knowledge for the game. So I trust that he knows what he's talking about when he's referring to Jonathan Kuminga. Jonathan Kuminga, it's going to take time for any like potential, like a player has all-star potential, all-NBA potential to kind of, you know, come into their own. As a basketball player, like on and off the court. So I think Kuminga is going through that maturation process. And he might not reach the full potential maybe this year or next year. Maybe he's 2 years away, though. But I love how he's handling everything. He is maturing every year. Because remember last year he went on like a crazy 20-point game streak.
Yeah.
And he really showed us what he could be. Now, for him to demand the type of money that he's demanded compared to his the other players in his draft class, I think that's premature. So I think he probably put his foot in his mouth regarding that. But I know he's just believing and betting on himself, which is fine. I mean, you know, you have to bet on yourself. And I know he knows he's capable. He knows what he's capable of doing. But the last two nights, this is the Jonathan Kuminga that's going to add value and impact to us. Potentially winning another championship. And if he can stay locked into this type of mindset and let all the other outside noise kind of put that on the back burner, then his contract situation will take care of itself. And he can just focus on basketball and adding value and impact to the team. Then I think that's the best for us, and especially for his situation. And just to talk about, like, the state of the Golden State Warriors, I think that we embody the strength in numbers motto. We're, like, getting back to that. And the other team in the NBA that embodies that same kind of motto was the Boston Celtics. They go to, like, a 9-10-man rotation, and they ended up winning a championship because of it. And I think that we did that in our last championship in 2022, where we had Nemanja Bjelica. We had Otto Porter. We had GP2 was big, Jordan Poole. So we kind of went to that strength in numbers, and we won a championship that year. So this year is kind of indicative, and it reminds me exactly of the 22 year. So hopefully we can stay healthy. We got to get Steph Curry back. Man. We got a tough road trip coming up, though. But, I mean, that's it, man. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Eli. Appreciate it.
And this is why I love myself sometimes with my takes, Donnie.
Oh,
you know, I'm the inventor of there's two scoreboards.
No, you're not.
Now, come on.
Actually, you know what? I'll give you that
okay,
one.
Okay. All right.
Because it's so lame.
You've used it so many times.
I've never used it because I think it's trite.
Oh, my. Now you're mad because I took a shot at your college basketball. I get
it's part
it.
Part of it.
But listen, Stoddy, there's a natural second scoreboard for the Warriors and this season, and it's the decision they made not to give Kuminga the chicken yet. And it's his evolution, right?
Yeah.
And I'm excited. So hopefully he masters this role and he balls out. But you cannot tune in for a Warrior game at all this season and not think the Warriors are watching him, because he could be a big part of the future, or they can just sever the relationship.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live in the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Caller is spot on. Correct. Okay. Let's see. What else we got here? Does
Call
Evan
it like you see it?
Somebody wants to check Evan's pockets,
dude. But you can read it. They're trolling me. Read it, Stoney. Because look,
does Evan get paid double for doing two jobs when he fills in for Garrido? Well, why does he call you
it's
that?
It's a typo.
That's Frank in San Jose.
Or you think he meant something?
And no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he's doing one job then.
By the way.
But he's doing two working with you. Like, if I got hazard pay for it, I'm working with my man.
Well, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Out of all the hosts, I have two jobs.
What's the other one? Well, actually, what's the first one?
Working with my guy, Stoney, 6 years. But then you have so many facets and dynamic to your personality. They're coming in, we gotta find out which one's showing up that day. And we love them all, but they're different. So
let me tell you something.
My check should be the Stoney pay. I should, you know, that's all. And we love you, buddy.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, oh, my. And give me Jekyll Hyde.
Yeah, okay. I'm Jekyll and Hyde at this station. You guys ought to be ashamed.
Dude, forget the D3 comment. We're playing.
Harvey Dent.
Yeah, dude. He don't know who that is.
You want to know why I got playing time at every level?
Tell us, Dad.
Because the coach knew what he was going to get from me every single game.
I love that model of
consistency. I was going to give you 14, 7, and 5, and...
Some attitude.
A little. Let's go to Philly. Hold on. Okay. Let's not. Jason, I'll get to you in a second. Why don't you explain to everybody what you did, Evan? So I'm looking over to Evan, right?
Oh.
I'm looking over at Evan.
Yeah, right. Like you always do.
And he not to me, but he gives the clench fist, like, yes.
Tiger Woods.
And I'm like,
what happened? What I missed?
Go ahead, tell him, Evan. You know what? I hope you feel good about this. Like, no, seriously, I hope you feel good about
it. I'm excited to hear.
Well, I was excited for him. I got the breaking news that Bob Costas is retiring from Major League Baseball play-by-play.
That bothers me.
It bothers me, too.
He's one of little my jokes.
This little punk.
Thinks he's lost his fastball?
I think you guys are mad at me for two different reasons.
I'm not mad at you at all.
No, I am.
Yeah. Well, it started with the D3. But
Bob Costas is an institution.
And he's still great calling ball. I love him, man.
See, I could be so nasty. You.
And he's coming up in Costas' footsteps, trying to call the play.
Definitely. I know. I'll never be Costas. 44 years, not time to hang him up.
Is he as bad as Sterling?
No, he is not.
Sterling's better, actually.
Spadoni.
Shut up.
More energy in his calls than Costas.
He's wonderful.
By the way, Juan Soto.
You are so
I'll be
good.
Open to listen to every single team, even the Giants.
Did you hear what Aaron Judge said? Yeah, huh? Did you hear what Aaron Judge said?
No.
Every man in this clubhouse wants him back.
That doesn't matter. It's up to Steinbrenner's kid.
Why would he trade in the pinstripes?
Billy Cashman.
Why would he trade in the pinstripes?
Brian.
He's a god.
Because
40 homers, 41 homers last year.
Maybe he doesn't want to be on a team that commits three errors in an inning. All with two outs.
Yeah,
that
if I'm Judge, I'd want him back too. Catch a fly ball.
By the way, Josh Hamilton.
Get your fat butt off the mound and cover.
Josh Hamilton off the clock. We got a new center fielder who drops a fly ball.
Hey, no. Josh had an excuse. The Bay Area sun was in his eyes. What was Judge doing?
He's dropping a ball. Mm-hmm. What do you hit for the series, Judge?
-2.
All right. Jason in Philly, give us some East Coast logic. School the people out here on the West Coast. Let's go.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm still getting adjusted to these 1 a.m. Game times.
Yeah.
I don't go to sleep till 1 a.m. watching the Warriors now.
Yeah.
But I am, like, frustrated right now listening to all the Jonathan Kuminga apologizers. I support Kuminga.
I do too.
He's great. But when I listen to Coach, she sounds ridiculous. Pajinski played last year because he was the best all-around player, period. When you look at the 15 key statistical categories, Pods led in 10 of them. He was better than Kuminga at offensive rating, defensive rating, net rating, assist rating, rebounding, steals, three-point percentage, BPM, and VORP. 10 out of the 15. We say all the time, everyone, oh, Kuminga's going to be fine. He's so great offensively. Kuminga's going to be fine. He put up 20 on multiple games. He's going to be great. But we forget that there's more areas on the court than just putting up buckets.
Mm.
We don't recognize that Kuminga only scores in ISO and transition if situations. He's a ball stopper like Jonathan Randle, and not as good offensively. He's a ball stopper like Melo, but not nearly as good offensively. And we make excuses for him all the time. And I'm a Kuminga supporter. I think he's a quick learner. I think he's going to be really good, but he's not going to be a team you build around. He's not going to be a guy that you run your offense through because he doesn't make players better off the bounce. He can only score in one position right around the rim at the moment. And until he develops a true mid-range, not the turnaround that he results to when he can't get to the rim, and develops a three-point shot, he's just not going to be the guy. And then one more thing. Everybody says how great Kuminga is, but in his own draft class, Chingun, Scott Barnes, Kay Cunningham, Jalen Green, Franz Wagner, Evan Mobley, Trey Murphy, and Cam Thomas, all better than him. Statistically, and when you watch their game and their impact on both ends of the court, better than JK. So, like, this is not me bashing JK, but this is me bigging up Pods for being the better all-around player, and not his third year like JK last year and Moody last year, but in his fourth year. He does everything on the court, not great, but he does it well enough to impact games even when his shot isn't hitting.
Hey, a lot of good stuff. I got to leave you with this, though.
Hey, Priest. I'm gonna get Priest on you, though,
but
Jason.
But we got to tell him, you got to quit calling yourself a JK supporter. You itemized a lot of things, and you had facts behind it. But saying you're supporting them, man, that's hard.
That's the way we support in Philly. Right, Jace?
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Man, he was drafted with some good with some dudes, man.
BPM, beats per minute?
Yeah.
What is it in basketball? He said BPM.
Now, the guy that called you the savant is probably disappointed.
Probably, you know, box plus minus.
And then what? And VORP is victories against replacement? What's VORP?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No, I know it's it's kind of like it's one of those like in baseball there's WAR.
Yeah,
it's like that's a singular what I'm thinking number.
Wins above replacement,
and that's the one everybody swears by.
VORP is value over replacement player.
Okay, so it's the same thing.
So basically,
internet Spadoni wasn't on this morning. I was up early.
I have two advanced analytics stats: my one eye and my other eye. Those are my advanced analytics.
Don't read the text. Yeah. People calling you Wiggins a D3, 14-7-5. No, I just, they called you Wiggins a D3.
Something. I'll be honest with you.
Played more games.
No, hey, you're balling.
I'll be honest. I'll be honest with you. I
don't say you lied on some of the numbers.
No, I didn't. My numbers are out there for public consumption. I'm in the books. 930 career points. What do you want in college?
How many threes?
They didn't have the three when I played. Otherwise, I would have scored 1,000, obviously. And I'd be in my college's Hall of Fame.
Now, that's dope, though, if you know that's how many you scored. That's clean.
You think I didn't make 70 20-footers in college? Please.
My man.
And score as many as Finchie, though.
No.
Was he better than you?
Oh, my God, yeah. Finch was good. Finch was a really... Finch should have played Division I. But he...
Wow. Like, seriously.
He slipped through the cracks.
And he's a tall dude.
He wanted to go to...
Was he about 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah, about 6'5". He was, you know, he was a little like Bird. He could.
Vince could pay.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah. We could take okay. so much.
This is the same thing as yesterday.
Okay, I actually have a piece of news that is relatable to the audience instead of breaking down Chris Finch's game. This is from Bob Nightingale.
Uh-oh.
The San Francisco Giants are expected to announce Friday that Zach Manasian.
Oh, I like him.
Is their new general manager. Manasian's promotion makes the Manasian family the first to have two brothers as general managers at the same time, with the brother Perry as the Angels' general manager.
What? You're telling me there are two other black guys in the front office?
Wow.
He's, you know.
You said two brothers? I mean,
that's
the worst joke I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Manasian was promoted to his current position of vice president pro scouting in 2022. So he's been with the Giants for a few years now. So he's been with the scouting. He's been vice president.
Sounds like Nick Sorensen hired to me.
Oh, wow. Maybe you got to go back.
I thought they were back to the past. Yeah. Evans or Sabian.
Yeah, I knew. I did. That was a farce when you brought that out.
Asking that question.
Hey, well, shut up, Jed. All right, 888-957-9570.
Brandon.
I see Bobby. I see Paul. I see Beatrice.
Hey.
From Folsom. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. It's 1210. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
He's wonderful, marvelous.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'll let you do it.
It is funny. Brooklyn. Tribeca.
Oh, my
now
God.
Next to De Niro.
You must be protected now, at all times. Black Mets.
Now De Niro. But I'll be hood forever. Can't Bye. Make it anywhere. Thank you, Joseph Fanner. Okay.
Yep.
What's up, Goo?
What's up,
How
baby?
You feeling?
I'm like basketball. We got football. We got college football. We got everything right now. You'll be gone a week. I'm down on that. But outside of that, I'm just fired up, man. Evan!
I got a big weekend, big week coming up. I got a lot
Go
of stuff
Green Wave!
On. Yes, Green Wave tonight. Tulane at Charlotte.
Seriously, the spread's 14.
14 and a half. I would take Tulane, but I don't think I'm going to bet on him.
Well, what's that mean?
It means I don't think I'm going to bet on them. Am I speaking English?
No, why have an opinion?
They're on the road. Yeah. It's a short week.
Jerry Richardson Stadium, not an easy place
wow,
to play.
Wow, look at it.
Halloween night in Charlotte.
Oh,
Woo, it's going to be off the chain.
But seriously, you guys passing out candy at your headquarters?
Yes. Yes.
Then I do wonder if I'm ever a grandparent. Would I then take my grandchildren?
Of course.
And so maybe I'm not done watching high school and junior high basketball. Like my boy Melvin, he's got his grandkids now, so he's doing that parenting all over. Right now I miss it. I'm the
Grandparenting
guy.
Isn't parenting.
It's That's better. They fun. Say it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
What you mean you're not done? You are done. Yeah.
And then of course the big one next week, next Saturday.
Is
Temple at Tulane. Yulman State, Yulman Field. I'll be there. Parents' weekend.
Stoney's not wearing a mask.
You started the show with that. You're repeating material?
I didn't hear it, though. That's why I had to. Dibs would call you out for recycling stuff.
Dibs.
No, he'll let you know if you use jokes more than once.
Oh, boy. Oh, look, somebody wants to talk about Kuminga. Bobby and Fremont. By the way, Brian in Palo Alto called yesterday during the crossover. I couldn't pick up the call.
Oh, BPA. I love to hear from him. I know. From him.
He loves
him. I'm just a man.
Hey, Bobby, what's going on? Bobby.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
When I call for someone who's on the line, you need to push a button to open up the line.
Speaking as someone who knows how to push these buttons, I did. Call back, Bobby.
925, best mood I've seen Steiny in a while. It's because we got a bully here out in the Bay.
Ever since the Curry
Golden State
gift.
Warriors.
Yep.
Warriors.
I would not, Troy. You've been high on this team.
I was the first.
Like, that means something to you at your
age.
Oh,
my God, yes.
You are so
infantile. That's all I live for, to be right. And to deny ever being wrong.
Well, you're batting 200.
Please.
I'm being right.
You're Aaron Judge.
Dude, how did he miss that ball? I wanted more baseball over the weekend.
You're the only one.
Please. Evan Spadoni.
Everybody not named Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah, people that love sports. You're mad at sports.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm really discussing sports. Oh, yeah.
Because of the three-point line,
we can talk about that in a minute.
I got friends like you. I'm here for you.
I don't like sports, but I've been to the Warrior games the last two nights.
No, you love sports, but you're mad at it.
No, I'm not.
It didn't love you back like you loved it.
Sports didn't even know who you were.
No, I'm talking about you.
No, sports loved me back. I can sleep at night knowing I reached my potential as an athlete.
I feel like you lumped some chicken on the bone.
6 feet, and I got a big ass. I did the best I could.
Paul, I love you.
Let's go to Paul in Folsom. What's up, Paul? How you doing?
What's going on, guys? Hey, great Lee. Show. Happy Halloween.
Yeah,
thank you. Halloween, all that good stuff.
Sure.
Listen, I'm all in on this team with the chemistry. There's something different about this team this year. I think it started in training camp. However, the one thing I wanted to get your guys' take on was they're leaning on Draymond quite a bit in the first, five games?
Yep,
as they should. As this season goes on, though, you know, what do you guys think about they're going to have to go a little deeper and broader with getting back up? So what do they have right now, and what would they be looking to get? Because I'm not sure Draymond can hold up with this kind of pounding night in, night out. They're leaning on him quite a bit, and this is early on. So,
but he's playing.
Who's going
to? Yeah. No, I love the call and the
question.
Can
you let the guy finish?
I know. I'm excited. I am. Go ahead. I thought he was wrapping it up. I'm excited. Great question, man. We'll answer on the other side. I'm going to pause.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Go ahead.
What was his question? I couldn't hear him.
Do you think Drake can hold up? Because he's been playing four. And I'm like, man, that was Zion. That was 2 8 quarters of Zion boxing. But other than that, I love Draymond not being at the five and TJD starting. And he said, do they have any other reinforcements, Donnie? And I'm like, you got Looney, Mr. Reliable. So
I'd like to see him stretch the rotation to 16.
Well, Looney's in the 12, Donnie.
Looney, I think, only played 9 minutes last night. But
it's okay. And GP2 hardly played yesterday.
I'm surprised you didn't go with your hackneyed line after Paul said, you know, there's something happening here. And you have Buffalo Springfield.
Well, I don't feel that way yet.
You know, you've become not the joke, but my golf buddies and I joke about you a lot when you're not around.
Well, I'm glad you guys don't think I'm cool, because I don't want to be a part of that club.
It's like,
I got a big ass.
I got, like, somebody will say,
that's the leader in the clubhouse for Trop of the
I do.
Year. Stardy.
I do.
But you admit it. Black Mets.
I got a big caboose.
Hey, what's the joke about, though, with the golf buddies?
Well, I'm trying to think of one offhand, but it would be like,
nothing racial.
No. It's what you always do.
Correct.
No, I can't
bring
think
fire.
Of one. No, I can't think of one
Ad
offhand.
Lib.
Like, fade right. I'll think of something, but I can't. You're putting pressure on me. But it's like, you know how you go.
We're waiting.
Okay, this is what you always do, and now we do it all the time in the golf course. Boy, the Warriors played physical last night. Janet Jackson.
Stoddy, I'm a trailblazer, baby.
By the way, they're not as bad as you thought, are they?
Well, the Clippers. How did you lose to the Clippers who lost to the Trailblazers? Sports, man. Seriously. Oh, styles make fights, Donnie.
Yes, they are.
Dude, they are, man. I don't know what's going on in the Clip joint. Boy.
In fact, one thing that I did notice before the Warriors played the Pelicans, they lost to the Trailblazers and beat them by a basket.
Wow. It was one of those back-to-backs, though.
Yeah.
Not a back-to-back.
Well, it was 2 days apart. The point is, you always split those.
Well,
those sets.
We saw Boston lose last night to the Pacers.
Well, okay. That has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
We're talking about teams that play the same team two times in a row.
baseball series.
Evan's got a problem.
Keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Evan doesn't like when you call it a baseball series. He says two games are a set.
I just can't wait to wherever he – who hires him, he'll leave four tickets for me and the kids. Like, I know that we got that foundation. It's been set already. So if he does the Red Sox or the Warriors.
Well, it's more likely to be like the Modesto Bees.
I've already done
that. He's doing that now. I'm talking about he's one phone call away, Stoney.
I tell Evan this all the time.
No, he'll tell
me. Your day will come.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Just stay patient.
And in the arena that he's in, he's really 18.
Stay patient.
Yes, sir.
Now, Grandy's in a little trouble. Oh, hey, Grandy, what's up, buddy? Hey, let's go to Moose in San Jose. Hey, Moose, how you doing?
Well, good afternoon, fellas. I love the conversation that you guys are having, Warriors talk. It feels good to get back into the Warriors season and have
yes, sir.
Yep.
I wanted to just, everyone's calling in about this Kuminga thing. I want to take out a few comments, and I have a question for you guys at the end. Someone made a comment about Draymond coming in, excuse me, more seasoned with more foundation. I truly believe as you would say, Stiney, I'm a high school Harry. We are who we are in high school, and we are who we are today playing in 24-hour fitness. You may get a little bit better, but you're not really learning too many new things, especially in the NBA when it's in fast motion. But I really don't believe Kuminga is going to all of a sudden get so much better at things that he's not really that great at here today.
Wow.
He's clearly not an entire fit for this team, but in this particular state with Steph being out, you need just a scorer, right? You need just a guy that can get out there and grab a bucket. That's fine. But here's my question for you guys. If Kuminga was a free agent, the Warriors were out in free agency trying to pick up a player, is that the type of player that they're going after in free agency? I think that tells you all you need to know about what's going to happen at the end of the season.
As far as the system
they either need to make a trade now or get ready for Orlando or someone to give him $35+ million. Because I don't think he's worth anything over 25, 30. He's asking for more. I think it's time for him to walk. Try to get something for him before he does that.
Well, that's thanks, Moose. No. But I think you're
wrong.
Let's
put the right on the table
because they have his rights.
A lot of people, no doubt, but a lot of people feel that way. Some about Jonathan Kuminga.
He might not be here.
There's some things in life you just can't teach, and I'm not saying Jonathan Kuminga. The things that we talk about him being stylistically a better fit in this team, if he'll get that master. But I do know this: the scoreboard reads the team needs to see more. And I don't know, the 17 points the other night, Stoney, he was fabulous yesterday, and that might be too strong. He was good, and he's a talent. But when you talk about putting that ring on the finger and asking for 40, then I'm sure the Warriors behind closed doors are saying, hey, that was cute, but we need to see the growth, not just with points, Stoney, the whole game. And I don't know if you just get that. I don't know.
I mean, you don't just get it. You got to work on it, and it may take a couple of years, a couple more years. Hey, when did I miss Pods' technical last night?
Oh, and I thought that's what the caller was alluding to. Was it the end? You didn't see it? Yeah.
Let's hear what Trey said. Hold on. Yeah.
Knew it was going to happen at some point. He's always just talking, always. And so when it happened, I wasn't even surprised. He plays with energy and fire, and that's something we need.
That was Trace Jackson Davis talking about Pods.
Yeah, you didn't see it.
Knew it was going to happen at some point. He's always just talking, always. So when it happened, I wasn't even surprised. He plays with energy and fire, and that's something we need.
So Pods has tied Draymond for the technical foul lead this year.
It was after Kerr said, get back, when he told him to challenge. You didn't see that? It was so funny. Kerr, why you do the youngster like that? But yeah, he got a tech.
I was probably calling a lift at that point. Because, you know.
Oh, Jim Molay wanted to know via the text line, did you take Mooney into the game or did you walk?
I took Lyft.
Okay.
Yeah. And, but
I
you know what?
Big ass.
You know what?
That's great.
So, Tuesday I went to the game and I drove into the city. It was pretty seamless.
No doubt.
Yesterday I went to the game, but I didn't drive into the city and it was.
Oh, God.
Logistically,
so you had to go back
bit.
To BART?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I drove, I took a lift to West Oakland BART and picked up my car. Trace Jackson Davis on, hey, how's your relationship with Pods?
Yeah, me and BP have been playing together since last summer. We kind of know what tendencies we like on the floor, but he's always looking for me. He made some great passes, and he ended with 8 or 9 assists, so he needs to continue to do that because that really helps our team.
Yeah, there you go. Trace Jackson, he was very good last night.
We need to talk about seasons, him. Though, Steiny, we just take him for granted, I believe.
Yeah.
And that caller worried about Draymond not holding up. You're going up against bad boys every night, but you're not going up against bears like Zion. So maybe that's what you saw from Draymond. But Draymond won the second round, and he might have won the first round, Stoney, because even when Zion 2 days ago had 30 points, he had 7 turnovers.
I look at it this way. Draymond won both rounds because the Warriors won both games.
Look at my man. You are growing,
let's
man.
Let's listen to some.
No, seriously. Like,
no, that's who I am.
Your team component. You don't even want to go to the team meeting after the show. I'm that guy.
I don't like team meetings.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's listen to somebody healed. I like to
our
hear.
Our guy. We got to get him on.
He loves our energy.
Yeah.
On team. Let's listen to him talk about Draymond Green's impact after last night's game. Draymond was terrific going up against Zion. What does Buddy Hield think?
He's the heart and soul of the team. You hear people talk about it from, you know, just watching from the outside. But when you was like in the present with him, the way he's so vocal, the way when he talks, everybody listen. He just and everybody just follow, you know. And he just have this competitive edge, this competitive spirit, is unmatched. And you really you would never get to know him unless you're in the fire with him, you know. And that's what's special, our specialty is. So yeah, he might not put up 30 points, 25 points a night, but he does all the intangibles that cost to make you win a basketball game, you know, guarding Zion and holding him 5 of 20, you know, and him making, when the game's not going well, him making timely threes and making, keeping the offensive flow, you know, and that's what a winning player does, you know, and hats off to him, man. I got to see it full tilt on, like, you know, just being here, and I see how much he meant to this franchise, and he's a heck of a leader, and, you know, and everybody just follow him, so. And I still got a lot to learn from him, you know, because he has a lot of wisdom, you know, and he means well to everybody.
It's always fun game.
Dude, forget pretty woman. Give me some tissue. Like, I'm tearing up. Like, he meant that. And you can't get it or see it from afar.
Buddy.
Man, Buddy loves him some Dre, man.
Well.
Oh, boy.
What? He hasn't seen him at full tilt yet.
That is true.
But that was great,
that
man.
That is true. He hasn't.
Maybe, that was great. He meant
maybe
that.
Maybe he won't.
He is the heart and soul. I think they've told
so
us that.
So sorry, buddy.
And that.
Right. I'm so sorry,
buddy loves it, man.
Oh, God, that I. Oh, God.
What's up with the Warrior microphone game right now? It's just, they're saying the right stuff,
buddy,
man.
Buddy, I'm so sorry that I thought you had some Nick Young in you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that didn't, yeah.
It's my bad. My bad. How about this? I'm not afraid. I make mistakes very infrequently, but when I do, I own up to them. So remember at the beginning of the year,
I told Evan this.
It was before one of the shows when you hadn't gotten here yet. I said, Buddy Hield had a quote where he goes, I've never played this free before. And somebody said, when's the last time? And he goes, probably Oklahoma. And for a day, I was like, what the hell was Buddy Hield on the Thunder? I'm like, wait a minute. Did he play? I know he played for the Pelicans and the Sixers. I guess he was on the Thunder. No. And then I was like, damn, he's talking about Oklahoma where he went to college.
Where they said he was the next Kobe. Oh,
no,
man.
No, no.
Remember, they were saying Buddy was the next, but it was, did it.
They wanted Buddy to be the next Steph Curry. That's because he was kind of like Steph coming out of college. Shooting it like he shot it.
So, but, real quick about that story. Did he tell you, or you looked on the computer?
I looked on the computer.
I did. Oklahoma win. Right.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
Doing 4-1, baby.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the JK situation a little bit. Look, you know, he had a good game yesterday. The kid has so much ambition and so much potential. He just needs to learn and understand in the Warriors system, he's trying to be the next face of the franchise, in my opinion, in the future. And I get that.
Mm.
But he hasn't earned that right yet, in my opinion, because he still needs to prove a little bit more in, you know, with his playing skill. And he has to use those minutes that he does get, whether it's coming off the bench, especially now with Steph out. And, oh, my God, Wiggins was out, too. And he needs to know how to – it is a system in this case. Steve Kerr knows what guys he's going to put in at that point in time. It, and especially with, like, our lineup and everything, especially with, like, you know, Wiggins in the lineup as well when he is in there, there is a there is conflict in there. There is confusion, especially since they have that – similar type of role. But he needs to learn, in my opinion, that he needs to learn how to work with the system and just take those minutes as he gets. Again, he has so much ambition, so much drive, and I get it, but he needs to learn how to use those minutes and just make himself stand out at that point.
That's fair.
It's amazing.
That's fair.
Yeah, good call.
It's and look, that's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
Because he's got a contract that.
But I want to run something by you, too.
Give it to me, baby. So, Rick James.
Yeah, your first.
Like, that's what we do.
Your first concert you went to.
Yeah. All day concert.
So.
Yeah.
It's not about, to me, Jonathan Kuminga and how many points he's producing on a given night. It's about, do the Warriors look at the 27 minutes last night, the 6 of 12, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 16 points. How does their metric, does he grow on their metric in regard to what he needs to work on? It's so, I know, and it's so funny, we hadn't even brought JK up in a sense, Donnie, but the rat on the table was the fact that they didn't decide to give him the contract. My question to you is, how do you think he's doing on that barometer?
I think he's doing great.
Okay, yeah.
I do. Right. I think he's doing as well as he could do.
I just wonder, what like Kara Burke, like the great Kara Burke, she didn't bait him. But she started the question to him like, talk to me about the demotion. And he didn't bite.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's how I took that. Like,
I didn't hear demotion.
The role change. Which
did
in the
she
streets,
say, how'd you handle getting benched?
You can say that without saying it. Play it. Just play it.
And hold on.
Yeah, right. I thought he was presidential.
Lay out.
I don't think the role I've changed.
Well, off the bench versus starting, regardless.
I mean, it don't matter.
The beginning of
still, we all still playing out there, so it don't really matter.
You heard wrong. We didn't hear the part I wanted you to hear.
She didn't use the word demotion.
No, she didn't, but she insinuated it to me, and that's fine. But he didn't bite, and he went.
She didn't lead him to that.
Well,
she didn't use the word demotion unless you heard something before.
No,
that.
She didn't use the word demotion.
Well, I was then saying don't it was say she used the word.
I said it was insinuated.
I don't think it was.
All right. Well,
I think Kareth is very fair when it comes to that kind of thing.
I think she is too.
Right.
I'm just saying I thought it was growth by JK not looking at this like a demotion. He might feel that behind closed doors, but
exactly.
Right now he's doing everything.
He should be annoyed. Exactly. What's wrong with being annoyed?
Just don't take it to the media, though, because then it becomes a story, right? And right now he's not letting it.
I got to say this, because you've butchered this in the past, and so have others.
Oh.
Jonathan Kuminga has never complained publicly to the media about his role. Never. Never. The story was that his camp told Shams that he may have lost confidence in Steve Kerr, but that never came from Kuminga. Let's set the record straight.
But what about just real quick here, and I think that was like last Christmas time, what about the quote about, I got to give the ball to the OGs first, and it's difficult.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was part of what was said.
Evan?
I said, he's out there not playing free because he feels like he's got to give it to the guys that got status. I said, that's difficult. So
yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
I just brought that up because that had to
come from him.
And I'll get to Barry and Mr. Lee on the other side, but I do want to ask Evan this because maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think, Kuminga's never complained publicly to the media about not liking it here, or not liking his role, or not playing enough. Is that correct?
Never.
Right.
His camp has.
Correct.
But Jonathan Kuminga has never gone to the podium and said, I'm unhappy.
Yeah. And I think there's like a misperception there about. I do not think Jonathan Kuminga has a bad attitude.
And hearing Evan say that, it's like Ayuk when his girlfriend or brother tweets. Oh. Do you look at it like they're really saying that?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Because we talked about that.
I mean, I put credence into it, right. But it's still not them.
I hear you.
I can't hold it against the player if a sister, brother, mom, or dad, you know, is complaining for him. But that's just what
interesting.
All right. Okay. I see Barry and Mr. Lee coming up on the other side. Talk more Warriors. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.